Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and in this episode, I'm going to answer the eternal question, are beans a protein or a carbohydrate food? Vegetarians and vegans lean pretty hard on beans as a source of protein. And even those of us who sometimes eat meat but also enjoy plant-based meals will often build our meat-free meals around some sort of legume. And that's because legumes contain more protein per serving than most other plant foods. But the nutritional profile of legumes is very different from animal protein sources. Eggs, meat, fish, and chicken get anywhere from 50 to 95% of their calories from protein, with the rest usually coming from fat. Legumes, on the other hand, only get about a quarter of their calories from protein, and the rest is mostly carbohydrate. Soybeans are a bit of an exception, being higher in both protein and fat, and lower in carbohydrate than other legumes. Peanuts, which are technically legumes, are another exception. They're even higher in fat than soybeans and lower in protein than most beans. Perhaps because of this, peanuts are generally categorized as nuts for the purposes of dietary guidelines, despite their botanical classification. So can you get enough protein from beans? Well, although we think of beans as being a protein food, the truth is that they provide a lot less protein per serving and per calorie than animal proteins. A 3-ounce serving of cooked chicken breast, for example, provides about 26 grams of protein and about 160 calories. The standard serving size for beans is a half of a cup of cooked beans, and that provides just 8 grams of protein for around 120 calories. So we would need to eat a lot more beans to get the same amount of protein as we get from meat. It would take 2 cups of black beans, that's about 480 calories, to get the same amount of protein as you'd get from 3/4 of a cup of chicken breast, for example. So for every gram of protein in beans, you're also taking in about 3 grams of carbohydrate and a lot more calories. Now, although beans are relatively high in carbs, these are some of the healthiest types of carbs. The carbohydrate portion of beans is a combination of fiber and starch, but about half of the starch in beans is actually what we refer to as resistant starch. That means it resists digestion and absorption in the small intestine and goes on to function much like fiber in the gut. The fiber and the resistant starch in beans feed the beneficial bacteria in the gut. They promote regularity. They help to modulate our blood sugar response to food. They also increase our satiation and satiety after meals, helping us feel full with fewer calories. Perhaps that's why people who eat more beans generally have healthier body weights and lower waist circumference.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market, Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Beans also contain phytosterols. These are plant compounds that are shaped so similarly to cholesterol that they can occupy the cholesterol receptors in our cells. And regular bean consumption is linked with better cholesterol profiles. So beans have a lot going for them, but let's talk about how they fit into your diet. Because when we build a meal around beans instead of meat, which is a great idea, we may need to make some other adjustments to our plates. Because beans contain both protein and starch, it might make sense to reduce other sources of starch to compensate for that. So if you're having black-eyed peas instead of blackened catfish for dinner, perhaps you skip the bread or the potatoes. Beans and rice, of course, are a classic combination, in part because of the complementary amino acid profile. But you could have a smaller portion of rice with your beans. Instead of half a cup of beans and a cup of rice, for example, you could switch the proportions on that, double up on the beans in order to bump up the protein, and reduce the rice to just half a cup. And keep in mind that if you're trying to match the protein content that you'd get from meat, you may not have as many calories to spend on other foods due to the extra calories that are riding along with that plant protein. Finally, I do need to say just a word about a somewhat notorious aspect of beans, and that is gas. Beans are particularly rich in fermentable carbohydrates, and while that makes them a feast for our intestinal beasties, it can cause us some digestive discomfort in the form of gas or bloating. People vary in their sensitivity to these fermentable carbs. Beans are usually avoided in the low FODMAP diet, for example. But those who are not quite as sensitive can often build up their tolerance to those compounds by increasing their bean consumption gradually. And over-the-counter enzyme supplements like Beano or Beanzyme can also be very helpful. In the show notes for today's show, I have links to half a dozen other episodes that are on closely related topics, including protein combining and the low FODMAP diet and even how to avoid gas. You'll find those show notes at quickanddirtytips.com. You can send your nutrition questions to me by email. It's nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or by calling the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. But before you call, you might want to search the Nutrition Diva archives to see if I've already talked about the topic. With almost 600 episodes, chances are pretty good that I have. The Nutrition Diva podcast is written by me, Monica Reinagle, edited by Karen Hertzberg, produced by Nathan Semmes, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. And be sure to check out my new podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and it's all about creating positive change in our habits and in our life. You'll find it wherever you listen. Thanks so much for listening today, and have a great week.
Yeah. Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.